This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A campaign to put an abortion ban on Colorado's November ballot failed to get enough signatures. Monday was the deadline for ballot initiatives to turn in their petitions to the state. The grassroots campaign did not have support from Colorado's major anti-abortion organizations. An initiative that would decriminalize most plant-based psychedelics won't be on the ballot this fall. CPR's Max Lubers reports.
Proponents say that their all-volunteer effort made it difficult to get the number of signatures required by the state to get on this November's ballot. But organizer Melanie Rose Rogers says their work isn't over.
We do need to organize. We do need to stand up for what's right for our beliefs. Because if not, we're going to have the same thing happen. A small group of people with lots of money making all the decisions for everyone else.
In the meantime, they're focusing on stopping a measure already on the ballot, the Natural Medicine Health Act. That would legalize psilocybin found in psychoactive mushrooms. But these organizers say that act isn't community-oriented and has taken too much out-of-state money. From CPR News, I'm Max Lubers.
CDOT's busting to the Broncos service is starting back up for the football season. CPR's Andrew Villegas.
A round-trip ticket for the bus service to Denver Broncos games typically costs $30, but that cost is being cut in half for the team's preseason games. The buses make several stops in Colorado Springs and Fort Collins to ferry fans back and forth from Empower Field at Mile High for each home game. The first trip of the season is Saturday. Broncos take on the Dallas Cowboys in Denver. RTD announced in late July that it will not run its popular Broncos ride service this season for metro area riders. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at cpr.org.